Hello and welcome to another episode of the Two Bros Podcast. We are Two Bros. This is the Two Bros Podcast. Welcome, welcome. And this is episode 113. We are well on our way towards the 200 episode mark. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're on the road. I don't have a lot of time, but I was just compelled to make an episode now because I've been getting such good feedback from you guys. You've been reaching out. You've been texting on Instagram. Those who know me have been texting me personally. It's so good to hear from you guys. I'm really happy you guys are enjoying the content, and your support means everything. And it's this kind of encouragement that sort of keeps me, you know, motivated to keep making more episodes, because life in the university is a bit hectic. I feel like I've signed up for more credits than I should have, because I do that. I always do that. I end up doing more than I can sort of handle. But so far so good. It's been a month since the semester started. Oh man, it's been pillar to post, to be honest. It's Monday and then it's Friday. I don't even remember. I don't even register the rest of the days. It's just that, because you're always chasing something now. Whether it's assignments on the weekend, or it's presentations to be done, or it's group work which needs to end, the projects on the side. So it's a steady progress on everything. Some require like an immediate attention, some require like a constant effort over the side, because there are things which I'm learning which are totally brand new to me in this field, and I need to like take up extra courses on the side and sort of do my bit for the group. And I'm not the kind of guy who would just like sort of wing it and, you know, coast. I don't do that. I want to contribute. I want to learn. I want to be a part of, I want to make a good contribution to my team. So it doesn't sit well with me that I'm just like there and not contributing. So I am learning things on the side as well. So it's hectic, to say the least. And let's be honest, like, I don't know, this is like my third, fourth episode for this year. It's already February. It's not been a priority, let's be honest. But the fact that so many of you reached out, and especially people commenting on the Mastering Solitude series, and then some of you like the New Year's Resolution series so far, even though it's February, I get it. But I'm glad you guys are reaching out. I appreciate it so much. Your feedback is everything to me. And thank you again. And continuing with that series, let's just talk about another one of resolutions, which is like, let's say very popular with people, is to spend less money in the year. Very common, and especially in this day and age where it's so easy to purchase stuff. You don't even have to leave your house and you can just have stuff delivered now. It's just the world we live in. It's so easy to spend money on things and just like look back and you're like, why did I do this? It doesn't make any sense. And while I'm talking, it's another point came to me. I'm just going to add it to my list of notes here, but let's get into it. And I'm going to talk about some of the personal things that I do which sort of work for me. I am no guru. Again, I keep giving this disclaimer. These are just things which work for me. These are things I've picked up from, you know, reading different books or having my own life experiences. These are things which work for me, and I'm going to put them out there. And if it works for you, then great. If it doesn't work for you, I get it. I mean, it's not for everyone. Maybe some people have some other method of cutting down costs. I get it. And some people can't cut costs. That's just how it is, you know, in the world. People with kids, for instance, you can't. It is what it is. You just can't. And that's just how things are priced now. So you can't. But even then, I think there is something that can be done to cut down your expenditure over a period of time. And the first thing which I started doing, I've been doing this for couple of years now. I think it goes back to 2017, 2018 is when I started doing this, and I still do this to this day, every single time, is to have an expense tracking app, right? I know it can be a bit tedious to track every single expense. So what I do is everything which is paid in cash is just count. The minute you withdraw cash, that's an expense anyway. That's just gone. And every time I swipe my card, or if I use like a, back in India, we have this thing called UPI. If I use a UPI payment, I track it down. Now, what that tells you is the amount of money you spent and the category you spend money on, right? If it's, let's say, dining out, if it's household items, if it's paying rent, if it's paying utilities. So what that does is over a period of time, it gives you like a pie chart of where your major expenses are. And seeing those numbers sometimes gives you like a reality check. Like there, you're like, oh, that's a lot of money I'm spending on this. I need to cut down. For instance, I found out I was spending a lot of money dining out. And with dining out, I also include home deliveries of food, you know. So I had a system where I would cook during the week, and on the weekends, because it was Premier League football, I would order in. But over a period of like 1 year, that number was so high, I was like, yeah, now that has to stop. So those numbers will give you clarity of where you're spending more money. And the deeper your categories go, the better it is. Like, for instance, electronics, you know, and even in household items, you could like split it. Is it like monthly household stuff, groceries? Is like a weekly grocery thing? That's okay. But if you're buying like additional stuff on top of that, that can be a different thing. Sports goods, for instance, sports memberships, tennis clubs, whatever you have, gym memberships. And if you make more and more categories, it just shows you better and better data that this is where you're spending your money, right? For me, I think, let's say, entertainment was going to the movies, let's say, app store purchases. Actually, no, not app store. Entertainment, what else is entertainment? Like going to concerts, bike rides where I had to pay money, stuff like that. That's all entertainment for me in that group, you know? Entertainment would also be like subscriptions to Netflix, Amazon Prime, things like those. Those are entertainment. So group all of them together. In entertainment, you could put it as movies in the theater or online subscriptions as a different category. So it tells you what you've paid where. Then that really gives you a reality check. Like, you're spending this much money or this much percentage of your expenses in this one category. And that can be a real game changer. Like, just the realization that you're spending so much money on something will make you think, at least think, you know, that something needs to change. Now, that's number one. And that's worked really well for me. I use this app called Pocket Expense. I've purchased the full version. I think it was a lifetime membership of, I don't know, some $50-odd. I think it was totally worth it. It gives you really good data. I quite like it. So think about that. That's a really good tool that I use. The other thing is, one of our major expenses these days has become like consumer electronics, laptops, iPads, Apple Watches, cell phones, things like that. That's really, really expensive. It takes a big chunk out of it. Now imagine if you fully upgrade your hardware in 1 year. You bought a new laptop, that's like, let's say, $1,000, $1,500. You got a new phone, that's $800. You get a new Apple Watch, that's $400. iPad, another $400-$500, depending on what model you take. It's already a lot of expense. It's a lot of money. Now, how I, you know, circumnavigate this issue is by not giving into fads. Now, let's be honest. If you really look at it, everything built from, like, let's say, iPhone 11 to iPhone 15, there's been like marginal improvement. You know, like marginal. It's not that big a deal. Let's say it's not something like, You can't live without it. Okay, fine. The new models have 5G internet, but now every place you go has Wi-Fi. So how does it matter, right? It's only you're on the road and you just, what are you using on the road, your internet on the road for? If you're streaming stuff, then fine, I get it, I guess. I don't do that. For me, I still have an iPhone XR, which I purchased on my 30th birthday. And come this July, it's going to be 5 years since I've had that device. Now, I remember I paid about 80-something thousand rupees for that for this device back then. And it eventually, by the time I phase it out, it's going to be like down to 12,000, 13,000 rupees a year for a phone, which is, I think it's okay. And I haven't felt the need to replace it. So that's one thing, not giving into fads, right? Certain cases, you can have like a very big jump. For instance, I jumped up from an Apple Watch 3 to an Apple Watch 8, which is a big jump. It had the blood oxygen monitor. It had accelerometers on your screen, on your wrist, which is good stuff to have. You know, it had better tracking for cycling and running and this and that. So yeah, and better battery. So I bought into that, and then I got it and I sold my old watch. So that's one. If there is a big upgrade, then for sure, I get it. Like, I upgraded my laptop. My laptop lasted me 10 years, my old MacBook Air. I upgraded because I knew I was coming to a university. There will be software running on this, so it's already on its last legs. It's not going to last if I load more software onto it, so I needed to upgrade. And then I did. That makes sense. But before that, I ran my laptop for 10 years. So it's one thing to not give in to fads. The other thing is also to treat your possessions properly. Like, I've had a phone case on my phone since the day I got it. It still has the original screen guard. I paid good money for it. It's a good quality screen guard. It's just been on it. There's been zero issues. I keep it clean. Clean my devices every month, like once a week, with sanitary wipes and that liquid spray which sort of cleans the screen and stuff. And I, you know, get rid of all the smudges and all the stuff between the keyboards with a little brush. So yeah, I do all of that. I take really good care of my devices. And my phone, for instance, like TouchWord, even after using it for 5 years, has got zero scratches on it. Like, not on the body, not on the screen, nothing. It still looks brand new. It's brilliant, right? So if you take good care of your devices, you just don't need to spend that kind of money on new ones, you know? So you don't need to take up fads because your phone is as good as the latest one. It's minor improvements. Do I need three cameras? No. I purchased a clip-on camera set, I should say. So you just basically clip on cameras onto your existing camera screen and it works just as well. It checks out. There's no problem. And that thing cost me like, I don't know, $10. So yeah, I take really good pictures with my phone. So that's fine. Yeah, so keep your devices clean, treat them really well. Like my iPad is 10 years old. It's perfectly fine. And what I did was, instead of upgrading it, obviously reached a stage where the battery was not as good. Instead of going full out on a new device, I replaced the battery. Now it's lasted me another 2 years, right? And yes, now it's slowly on the decline once more, but I've saved that kind of money for the last 2 years. I spent $100 on a new battery instead of $500 on a new iPad, you know? And it's just the same. My functionality is just the same. That's what I need an iPad for, and it's doing it. I don't need to upgrade. So there's that. Right, okay. Now, coming into more philosophical things, if you've heard of the minimalists, if you read their books, they prescribe this rule. It's called the 30-day rule. They say, so theoretically, you've been living without this item all along, and now suddenly there's a need, and you think you need to buy this. So how the minimalist portray this is that you wait for a period of 30 days, you analyze your life, and you say, if this thing is really something you want that is going to make your life better, then by all means get it, and justify that logic, but wait 30 days and see how your life goes around, right? If by the end of those 30 days, you've gotten along just fine, the urge has passed, and you're like, you know what, it's all good, I don't need it, I can work without it. So that's it, the urge is gone. And this is something which my mom used to do when I was a really young kid. Obviously, as a child, when you go to the market, you're like, hey, I want this, I want this, I want this. And my mom had an amazing, response to that. And she would never say no. She would just say, you know what, we don't have time today, we'll come back for it tomorrow. I was like, yes, I'm going to get it tomorrow. And by then, I've slept on it. I've, you know, gone through a full day of school, and I've come back and I've completely forgotten about it. And a few days later, I remember, oh, wait, I wanted that. And by then, the urge is gone. And so that was so brilliant. Like, my mom never said no to anything, but she just said, you know what, we'll come back for it. Today, we just got like so many things to do. We'll come back for it tomorrow. And it's as a kid, you're like, oh, wow, tomorrow is just like around the corner. It's already like, it's 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is right here. We're going to come and get it because why not? And then I just forgot about it. That was brilliant, I would say. That's really good advice. But now you got to do that to yourself. If you feel like you have the urge to buy something, you just like tell yourself, you know what? Let's see how I feel about this tomorrow. Let's see if I still want it tomorrow. Let's see. What? It's right there. It's not, the internet is not going to deny you this item because it wants you to purchase. It wants you to spend money. Think about how many ads you see in a day. I don't know what the numbers are now, because it's like, in a normal day now, the average adult sees like thousands of ads, whether it be billboards, ads on a website, ads on a video, whatever. It's thousands now. So it's not like they're going to deny you the opportunity to procure this item. It is there. It's up to you now to filter yourself out. And now if you tell yourself, you know what, we'll come back to this tomorrow, and you wait till the urge is passed, then it's all good. You know, it's like how they say, don't go to the supermarket hungry, like, and don't do like online shopping when you're drunk, things like that. So because it lowers your inhibitions, you're just like, yeah, it's all good. It's just a one-time thing. I'm going to do it. And I'm no different. I'm totally guilty of this. I have made some purchases after I came here where I'm like, why did I do this? I really did not need to buy this crap. It happens to the best of us. But then again, if we practice this every single day, and we ask ourselves, like, do I really need this? It's all good. I mean, I've lived without it. It's not that bad. Like, for instance, I started hitting the gym over here at some point, and I convinced myself, oh, I need training shoes, because I was wearing my old running shoes, which were, they were like a lot of foam. And they tell you if you have a lot of foam, you have a chance of like twisting your ankle on some of these equipments. So I was convinced I needed training shoes. So I bought training shoes off of Nike. And then it got really cold. And I kid you not, those training shoes are sitting brand new right over there. And I've not worn them even once to the gym because it got cold. Apologies. It got cold. My will to work out just sort of died. It got really cold. Let's just say that. And then the semester started, got really hectic. I come back from classes all jaded and tired, and I have zero motivation to go and work out. And it's bad. I know it's bad, but the shoes are just sitting there. And it's been a month. It's been more than a month, in fact. They're just sitting there. And then the other thing social media does, let's just get into that. It creates a need. Your life is incomplete without this product. You need to get with the times and, you know, purchase this product to, you know, get with the times and stuff. I'll give you an example. This is very true. It is very real. It happened like very recently. And that's what sort of prompted me to make this episode, because I feel like if I'm going through this, everyone's going through this. And I would say I have a little bit of better self-control with these things, because being at sea, you can't buy anything. Boy, what can you buy? There's nobody's going to Amazon deliver you stuff when you're at sea. It just doesn't work. So I feel like I have more self-control. But now that I'm here, it's like I'm being reintroduced to these, you know, these markets where they're just like, they're poachers. They're trying to get you, you know. So get this, like I'm in class and I'm old school. So I take notes on like paper and pen, and I like to write a lot when I'm in class. It's also a technique I use to like stay awake. Another thing you can do is like ask questions in class to stay awake. But I like to take notes. And then I look around, and all these youngsters in my class have got these Apple pencils on their iPads, and they're making notes on the iPad, and it looks really fancy, and it's like a white pencil on like a big screen, and it's like, it makes that sound like tuck, tuck, tuck sound when you're writing on the screen. It's everywhere. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Do I need it? It looks cool. I mean, how is the functionality? And then I tried it, and it didn't really, you know, click with me, because I didn't like the feel of the pen on the screen. It felt superficial to me, and I'm old school, let's just say that. But then I saw this product called Remarkable, which is like, it's a tablet, but it has the feel of paper when you're writing on it. So I'm like, huh, maybe this is my answer. And wherever I went, and I clicked on this one ad on Instagram, which showed me the Remarkable thing, and I said, I'll think about it. And after that, everywhere I looked, it was just Remarkable, Remarkable, Remarkable. Every third Instagram ad was Remarkable. I went on Amazon, it started showing me Remarkable suggestion. I went on Google, it showed me, I went on any website I went to, it just showed me Remarkable, Remarkable. It was everywhere I looked. I couldn't stop. I was like, damn, this is like, what is happening? And that's what it is. Social media creates a need, and then it projects these ads at you. You're like, you need this in your life. You need this in your life. And then at one point, I almost convinced myself to buy the $700 package of this device and a keyboard and the ultimate whatever stylus they call it and extra set of nibs. I almost convinced myself it was going to be $700-something. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing? So then I looked at other options. I'm like, okay, let's see the functionality. So Remarkable had some issues with, so you had to pay a subscription for the app to upload stuff to your iPad and your computer and stuff. So you had to pay for it after 1 year. Didn't like that. So I said, okay, what else is here? What else gives that functionality? There's a device called Kindle Scribe, which gives that functionality. I said, huh, this is interesting. I can read and write on my Kindle. But I'm like, wait, I already have a Kindle. So I'm like, okay, what else can I do? Then I looked at styluses, aftermarket styluses, which work on any touchscreen, like iPads, whatever. I'm like, wait, I have an iPad. I can just buy a $12 stylus and just do that. So I'm like, wait, what else can I do? And then I went down to it. I said, I can buy a $1 notebook and a 50-cent pen and just do what I'm doing. and nothing has to change because it works. I've been doing this since I was a child. Why is there suddenly a need to purchase a $700 tablet? And I kid you not, I was very close to purchasing that tablet. I was so close. And if you look at it, look up Remarkable 2, go to their website, see how they've lined it up for you. Look at the product. It's beautiful. Look at the case. It's elegant. It's amazing to look at. And you're like, I want this. I need this. My life is incomplete without it. So yeah, a need was created out of nothing and I almost gave in. But thankfully, good sense prevailed. I have not spent any money on that, so I'm good. So yeah, be careful. And this is what I keep telling you about fads, like iPhones, whatever, watches. Apple. People are wearing Apple Watch Ultras and they have probably not worked out a single day in their life. Like, why do you need this? What do you need this for? It's a brag. It's a humble brag. So if you can sidestep that, if that doesn't, you know, if that doesn't get to you, you can like really save money. And this is another thing which I tell myself, and this is a thing which I do mentally now. I have like a conversion in my head, like the number of hours I spent working at sea versus how many dollars I got paid per hour, right? So if I'm looking at the price tag of something, I equate that to the number of hours I worked at sea. And then I sort of pull up the worst 24 something hours which I had. Like, let's say it was a liner change. Let's say it was a piston change. Some of these things which take hours and hours and hours in a hot engine room, and you're on a deadline, you're on a clock, and then there's crew members who don't listen to you, and then things go wrong. Then you have to come back on track. You have to stay switched on, because if you're not switched on, somebody gets hurt or some equipment breaks. You need to be switched on, and then it's taxing. And then I pulled that image up and I'm like, is this item worth me busting myself for 4 hours in an engine room? Because it was blood, sweat and tears. It was a lot of hard work. And then if I'm going to spend my hard-earned money, it was really like physically demanding and mentally challenging. Is this product worth me spending 4 hours in a hot engine room doing that kind of work? If it is, I spend my money. If it's not, it's not worth it. And then it's eliminated. And that's why I say spending money is easy. Earning money is really, really difficult. So you got to think like that. Like, you have literally put yourself through so much to earn that cheddar cheese. Is it worth it? Is it just worth spending your money and giving it to giant corporations who don't give a damn? They will like mint you dry. They don't care. You can go to an Apple store and buy as many Apple phones as you like. Samsung, whatever. I'm not like targeting brands here. They will not care. They'll be like, hey, give us more money. It's all good. We will, you know, use your money, whatever. They don't care. They don't care if you like bankrupt yourself. They just don't care. In fact, they prefer it. That's their business model. Like, keep the consumer hooked. Keep him coming back. Keep buying new products. Like, think about it. Look at the case where they kept retarding like older phones by new software upgrades. They kept making the phone slower. Like, it's there. It's evident. And before I came here, I almost upgraded my phone. And then I realized, you know what? The only app I use, which is slow, is the podcast app, which is a standard app on the iPhone. Everything else is fine. And just that app being slow almost compelled me to replace my phone and spend a couple hundred dollars on it, which I didn't. I still have my old phone and I love it. I love my phone. It's got character now. It's been with me through so much and I don't want to lose it. Even if I upgrade, I'm not going to give this away. And the other thing, like, things lose value so quickly. Like, I put up my iPad Air on like a exchange app here, exchange website here, and I put in some details. I put in the condition. Yes, power button works, volume control works, screen is okay, nothing cracked. They were willing to offer me $15 for my iPad. 15, 15. It makes no sense. It still works. It could really easily go to like, I don't know, a high school kid who can do like homework, who can look up apps, who can like do coding on it, I guess, who can watch YouTube. It works. And somebody wants to buy it for cheap can get use out of it still. But $15 is nothing. It's a scam, I tell you. So yeah, that's that. And I'm just going through my notes here. The last thing I would say is avoid clutter. And this is something which I have started doing, which was a bit of a reality check when I was getting rid of my stuff back home before I moved here. I had so many things. I had to sell every single item, like my side tables. I had 4 side tables for different rooms. I'm like, why? Nobody comes to my house. I have 2 for myself, 1 on either side of the bed, and then I got 2 for the guest room. Nobody comes home. Why do I have these side tables? Why do I have 2 coffee tables? Why do I have this? And I had 44 glasses, like whiskey glasses, wine glasses, whatever glass. I have 44 of them. Oh, fine. I mean, it was accumulated with my brother and other things. Like, it just kept getting added. Why 44? I lived alone. So I had to get rid of those. I had like 5 coffee mugs. Why? 2 is fine. If one for me and one for whoever visits whenever. So that's fine. And no one ever visited. So yeah, I was like, why did I collect all these things? And there was like regret in the past. Okay, I mean, I get it. It was not in my plan to move and sell everything and move to this point. But when I was getting rid of it, I was like, why did I buy this? This makes no sense. Why do I have so many of this item? I don't get it. So yeah, and now I'm doing it here now because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't know what even my next few months are going to be. Like once I complete this semester in April, I don't know if I'm going to still be here or if I'm going to go back to India. And if I go back to India, I have to lug all this stuff with me or I have to sell it or I have to throw it away. Because no way is any of this going to fit in my suitcase. It's just not. It's a lot of stuff. Books, for instance, all the woolens that I've purchased for the winter. The other things I've purchased, like bed sheets and whatnot, all of these things I've purchased, kitchen utensils, so many of them. I mean, yes, it's bare minimum kitchen utensils, but it's still a lot. Now, what do I do? Do I throw it away? Do I pack it up and take it with me and then bring it back when I come back for the next semester in the fall? What do I do? I don't know. I have a giant Brita. What do I do with the Brita? Do I give it away? Oh man, I don't know. Just thinking about it is like, why did I buy so many things? But I guess I do need a Brita because you need filtered water. So that's that. So in summation, these are some techniques I've built in over the years. And I feel like it gives me a unique perspective because I've been away from all this, these trends which have sort of come in. And this is new to me now where I can have anything I want all the time. Right. Yes, I could purchase stuff when I was back home, when I was whatever. But the fact that I was away for so long was like a giant filter in my life where I couldn't physically have things delivered to me. And that kind of helped me out. But now it's totally different. Now I can do whatever I want and it's coming. And yeah. And realize this, like they're kind of out to get you, dude. They want your money. They really do. Everybody wants your money. Like, yeah. I think I was wasted. I came back and I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw these Ferrari Scuderia Ray-Ban glasses. And I'm like, I want this. And I purchased it from a website. And they sent me something else entirely. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? And yeah, so that was a scam. But anyway, I reached out to them and I could tell this is like a Chinese website run through God knows what. They're selling me like fake stuff. It was, and again, do not buy anything off Instagram. It's all a giant scam. Go to Amazon or something which is more verified. So yeah, that was interesting. And yeah, to recap, get an expense app. Don't get into fads. Appreciate your possessions. Treat them well. Treat them right. Clean your devices. Do not like overload them with nonsense. You don't need to upgrade because they tell you to do it. Use the I'll come back to it rule. Spend a day, 30 days, sleep on it. If you still need it, by all means, it's your money. It's your life. Do what you want. Try to avoid clutter because you can have endless number of possessions. But the fact of the matter is you purchase a device and after a while, it stops giving you that joy. That's why you go looking for it. You go looking for something else. And remember how hard you worked for that money and how easy it is to give it away. Like I could empty my bank account today. I can do that. That option is available to me. No one's going to stop me, but it's up to me now. I go back and I keep reminding myself, dude, this is how hard you worked for this bit of money. You're throwing it away. Don't do this. Don't past me work so hard for this just for the for future me to just throw it all away. That's not fair. That's not fair for past me to have worked so hard for this money, for me to just throw it away. That being said, if something does, you know, if something does add value to your life, if you do need something, by all means, man, by all means, go for it. Why the hell not? Every now and then, like for instance, I would pamper myself by buying something extra from the groceries, from the grocery store, be it like a case of Canada Dry, be it a case of some cookies or whatever. I don't need it, but it feels good. But these are minor purchases for the bigger stuff. Especially now, since I'm a student and I have student loans, it's such a... I really have to think long and hard about these things. I'm not in that frame of mind where I can just spend money, because my savings are just depleting. And living in the US, having earned in India, having earned Indian wages, because that's what the pay scale I was on. Europeans were on a different pay scale. I was on the Indian South Asian pay scale, which was lesser. It was lesser pay. It was lesser vacation time compared to the Europeans. Having earned on that pay scale and now spending it in America, where everything is 3-4 times as more expensive compared to back home, it is really like taking a hit. And I need to be careful about these things. So that's what I'm doing. And it works. I spend money where I need to spend money. I don't hold back. Like if I need a textbook, I have a textbook here which costs $300. The new SMAD, you can look it up. It was required. There was a PDF version available where somebody had taken pictures of every single page. It was illegal, clearly. But I needed my own textbook, and this is just how I am. I do not scrounge on that. If it's $300, $400, $500, I will spend money on that. But it's the little things you can save money on. Like, my phone's still good. I don't need to upgrade. Even if 5G is probably out, I don't need 5G. The only time I'm not on Wi-Fi is when I'm on the bus. When I'm on the bus, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to podcasts, which are already downloaded on my phone. I don't need to stream it. So yeah, I don't need it. Anyway. So yeah, I hope this helps you out. Do reach out. Tell me if this resonated with you. If there are some other things which you do which help you cut down costs and expenses, hit me up. I'm always willing to learn from everybody. I feel like everybody can teach you something, you know. That's just... Having that learning mindset like really helps you out in life, I guess. Do reach out to us. We are on Instagram. There's a link in the show notes. But if you just look up the Two Bros Podcast on Instagram, you can find us there. Give us a follow. Give us a like. And if you like, so this episode might resonate with some of your friends, share it with them. Why the hell not? And if you're feeling particularly generous with your time, give us a rating. Leave a nice comment on us on our podcast page, wherever you are. If it's Spotify, if it's Apple Podcasts, if it's Overcast? I think it's Overcast. Google Podcasts. Is that still a thing? I thought Google Podcasts like died or something. Anyway, whatever you can find, wherever you find us, just leave us a nice comment. It really puts us on the map. And thank you once again to our dear listeners who reached out, said some nice things about us, and... I hope I keep putting out content that you like, and I hope these messages resonate with you and eventually lead to a better life, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.